Hey everyone, this is Dr. Mary Starr, the Total Wellness Doc, and I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to you in this format where we can give you just a little bit, maybe more information or reiterate what we went over the other day at the WBOC training. Now, my name again is Dr. Mary Starr. You can find more out about me at the Total Wellness Doc, but let me share with you just real quick how I got into learning about the personalities and what it's done for my business. Approximately, 2007, fall of 2007, I had the opportunity to take a business training from a woman named Dani Johnson, DaniJohnson.com. Maybe you've seen her on The Secret Millionaire, or maybe you've taken some of her trainings. And at that point in my life, I ran a very successful business but was ready to give it up. I was burnt out working 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours a week. My marriage was really falling apart. Our finances were a mess, and it just wasn't working. And, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I truly believe that God put us in front of her at that time. And just a piece of what she teaches is this personality training that I'm just going to share a little bit of that with you. I had the privilege to study with her, hundreds and hundreds of hours, and attend, I think, 16 or 17 of these seminars. So I've had a lot of repetition, you can say. Some of us will need to learn this quite a bit. And that repetition has not only changed my business and taken us to a whole new level, it's changed my marriage. My marriage is stronger than ever before. My relationships with my friends, my relationships with my family members, all of that. And I can directly attribute to what I'm going to teach you today to bringing new clients, to helping me manage our associates that we work with. I know that thousands of dollars every month comes from just this one piece that I learned, these four personalities. Traits. And today, on this call too that we're recording, I brought two of my very good friends and associates that I work with. I have Debbie Toomey on the line and Annette Landers. And Debbie and Annette actually represent a couple of the personalities, some of which I have, some of which I do not have any in my own characteristics. And they've taken Dani Johnson's training, and they're going to share too what they've learned and add some of their input to this today. So thank you guys, for being on the line with me. So let's get started. So in this next 50 minutes of us being together, you're going to learn specifically about four personality traits. And you may have taken personality tests out there. You may have learned about this in the past, but I hope that today's perspective will really help maybe set you free in some of your thinking. Maybe it'll help you relate to your clients, your patients, your team members. It'll help you speak to them in their language. And the premise of these four personalities, we call them gems. You may have heard them called colors or otters or anything, but we like to call them gems because that's what we were taught, but also because if you think of a gem, and most of us listening are all women, you think we love gems, but they are very refined. It takes a lot of work to make a gem very beautiful, and that's what you need to do. You might want to listen to this 3, 4, maybe 100 times, I don't know, but take this information and maybe go a step further and take Dani Johnson's training and really refine yourself and when it comes to relating to all those personalities, speaking to them, motivating them, helping to manage them. I really hope that you will do that and refine yourself. Today you're going to learn a little bit more about your strengths and your weaknesses. So this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to really learn how to help a whole lot of people. We are going to learn a very simple system, a step-by-step system that if you're in business, you're in sales, anything will really equal increase in your profit. So who wants that? Let's get started right away here. So we talked about the four personalities, and very quickly we're going to go over the characteristics, strengths, the spiritual giftings, even the appearance of what that personality type might look like, and how to motivate and manage them. So the four personalities are the four gems. Again, if you have a piece of paper, a great thing you can do is put a line down the piece of paper and then bisect that. So you have four boxes, okay? And in the four boxes at the top, the first gem you're going to write is sapphire. Sapphire. Okay. Then pearl in the next box. Emerald in the next box. And ruby. Okay, so the four personalities, again, are sapphire, pearl, emerald, and ruby. Now, when we say it's four personalities, most of us will have a very dominant personality and then a secondary. So, but there will be one personality that very much dominates who we are and then a secondary. Now, everyone's different. Both Annette and Debbie, who are on the line, have a primary and a secondary. Some of you will feel 50-50. Some of you will feel like you have all four personalities. And as you take this and you learn about yourself, you might have all four of those personalities because you were raised by, your parents were maybe emeralds, and you were born a ruby, and you learned emerald qualities, or maybe you were in the military, and that's a very, we'll talk about this a little later, but a very emerald situation. You learned how to do that. So your life experiences can help you really become all four, and truly very, very successful people in business and management actually do learn how to speak to all four personalities, but also within themselves, refine that out of themselves as well, those four personalities. So very briefly, we'll just kind of go through, and then we'll come back to each one, and my guests will help share. We'll start off with the sapphire. So the sapphire's personality is a lot about fun, okay? Friendship, teamwork. That's kind of the four things that we think about: friends and fun and I don't want to say kind of wild, but they have that. They kind of can't sit still. We'll talk specifically about them a little bit, but that's just a brief, okay? So as you're thinking about yourself personally, we'll go through all four of these. That's the sapphire. Then we go into the pearls. Pearls, unlike the sapphires, are more toned down. They're very peaceful. They don't like confrontation. They're helpers, they're servers. They have a wonderful way about them, very caring people. That's the pearls. The emeralds are very self-motivated. They're they follow directions, they maybe tend to be analytical, they tend to be organized, but they're very strict in that. Okay, or I say strict, but just very self-motivated, step one, step two, step three. There's no black, it's only black and white with them. There's no gray area. And then we have, finally, the rubies. The rubies are very motivated by a challenge. They have a tendency to be the CEOs or the managers of a company. They have a tendency to be sometimes in sales, but very, very challenge-oriented, maybe money-driven, the leader, all of that. So that's that. So that's the four. So kind of now you're looking at that and saying, well, where do I fit in all of that? Well, let's start now really with the sapphires. And my fun friend, Debbie, is on the line. And just a few years ago, I was saying to myself, I need more sapphires in my life. I need fun and friendship. And I was totally blessed to not only be able to have a friendship with her, but Debbie is also our social media manager. So Sapphires have a tendency to be very social. They're very motivating. They love to work in a team. A lot of them love music, right, Debbie? You love music. You do. When you go in Debbie's house or you go in the Sapphire's house, there's always either the TV is on, the music's playing, they might be bopping around, they might have the TV, the radio, and talking on the phone all at the same time. They're just very, very social. They have friends from, when you go out with someone like Debbie, who's a Sapphire, she knows everyone. You can't go anywhere without Debbie knowing someone where you're at. So, and you have friends from childhood, don't you, Debbie, that you still maintain those friendships?
Yes, my longest one is from when I moved at 12. She's been my best friend since I was 12, so it's 44 years.
That's awesome. Debbie, you're also the type of person who's going to organize parties. In fact, you just organized one of your neighborhood reunions this summer and got everybody back. But you were kind of the person who spearheaded all that. You love parties. You love, getting people together. And those Sapphires are the people you're going to put in charge of that as well. As well as... for our Sapphires, some of your attributes, too, is usually very positive. Sapphires, as well as being like the team motivator, some of their strengths is to motivate the team. If you have a sales team, a team that you manage, you always want to make sure the Sapphire, if you're a teacher even, you would have the Sapphire, okay, let's get everybody together and get ready for this. And you would say things in a very fun way and a very positive and upbeat way. Now, they are not going to appreciate long, boring lists, long videos that tell about all the facts and figures. They are motivated by being with the group. They don't necessarily have to be the top earner or the top winner, but they definitely want to be a part of the team. So, Annette and Debbie, what else would you say about Sapphires that you maybe have personally experienced, that you've learned? Something about Sapphires that are other women who are listening, who are in business and work out there that could help them.
I would say my experience with Sapphires is they're always the ones in business or when you're, like you had mentioned, organizing the functions or if you have a fundraiser or a social function or a something like that, they're always so great in getting people to, get excited. And just kind of building that energy. I just think of energy when I think of Sapphires, and they're fun. And people are just drawn naturally to those personalities because you like to be around people like that. They're interesting, and there's always, there's always something new and exciting going on in their life, seems to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything you want to add, Debbie?
Well, being a Sapphire, I can tell you that we always recognize each other in a crowd. And sometimes we may not really go towards each other because once in a while we like to be the one that everybody goes to or everybody's attracted to, not physically, but, just want to be in their company. So sometimes if you have a couple of Sapphires, it could lead to, I'm not going to say competition, but it could lead to a little bit of, I'm not sure my position here because we're both kind of on the same level.
That makes sense, too, because Sapphires sometimes tend to be talkers, and they're just, in the group and, a little bit outrageous. I can see that, too. And you bring up a good point, too, Debbie, that as we learn about ourselves and we learn our strengths and our weaknesses, we can work on our weaknesses to become a really refined Sapphire, really refined Ruby. Now, when I met you 2 years ago, if you don't mind me sharing this, talk about your listening skills from then to now.
Okay. Actually, we just talked about this the other day, and it's still a work in progress, but it used to be when I was in a conversation, most of the time I wanted to dominate it, but if there was a conversation someone started, I would always have to, like, interrupt because I would either think I've got the same point or, oh, yeah, I had that experience. And more often now that I took Danny's training and it's been, and I can see this trait, I try to sit back and just let them do all the talking. And I'm trying to become a better listener because I still have those experiences, but I don't have to be the one to always take over the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's not just sapphires. Everyone can have that, you know, poor listening skills. But sapphires for you, you know, where your strengths are motivating and fun and like Annette said, getting the energy up, some of your weaknesses can be, you know, listening, follow through. You're a great one to get things started. Sometimes your follow-through is not because you get bored. You know, well, you don't want to you finish that. So looking at those things and recognizing them in yourself, and sometimes you can be abrasive to the other personalities. They're scared of you. You're so outrageous. You do things on a dime without thinking about it, as long as it's fun and with the group. And sometimes Sapphire's personality can be a little bit, scary to the other personalities if they don't understand them. Now, let's talk about appearances, too. Now, when we talk about appearances, of course, everyone can be, a little bit of everything. But in Sapphires, you will see more louder clothing. In fact, when I was going through some of the WBOC, and you know her better, but you're talking about your friend Linda Erb from, what's her company again?
Goody Goody.
And I noticed that she had like a flowery shirt on in her picture, and she was just happy and bright. And I'm like, I wonder if Linda's a sapphire, you know? And I know she's a friend of yours as well, but, you know, that's when you see a sapphire, they have a tendency maybe to, their jewelry will be a little bit more bold, their hair color will probably be highlighted or outrageous. They may have different color hairs. They may have a mohawk. They're very creative people, very, very, very creative. And they love people. So don't be scared, you know, just try to understand them and where they come from, as well as understand yourself. Anything else that I've left out, you think, in the Sapphire group?
I know that for me, when you were talking about the downside of being a Sapphire, all my life, even as a young girl, the two words that were always attributed to me were too much. So now, because of the training, I'm learning to tone down.
Mm-hmm. Well, just still be you.
Yeah.
But learning to, yeah. Neat. Anything else, Vanette?
When you were describing, you know, appearance and clothing, you know, outward appearance and stuff like that, I think the word that I think of is bling. They like bling and that, you know, the sparkles and the sequins and the, you know, it's just the word is stuck in my head.
Yeah, music, all of that. So, you know, these are all things that we would attribute to Sapphire. So we go from Sapphires over to, and the reason we go in this circle is that people will have a tendency, usually if they're going to be, say 50-50 or dominant and then a secondary, it'll usually be next to them. So usually the sapphire may be a partial pearl that we'll talk about next, or partial ruby. So moving over to pearl, which I think, Debbie, you have as well. Debbie is a person who is extremely caring. Pearls also will have friends from years and years and, you know, years ago as they were little kids, lifetime friends, lots of friends. Pearls have a tendency not to let go of anything. Just a couple years ago, Debbie had her whole house covered in pictures from her daughter's very, very young years. I mean, how many pictures? Like 100 pictures in her home. I'm exaggerating, but
no, you're not.
Even though their son is 35 years old, they'll still have his handprint on the refrigerator and his artwork on the refrigerator. My mother's good friend, literally, you know, his kids are 30-some-odd years old and still has those things up. So very sentimental, very caring people, really serving. These are your hands and feet of your organization. If you put on events, these people truly want to help you. They'll be the people who stay late to you know, put things. They'll give you thank you cards. I love, you know, the pearls in my life because they always cheer me up with cards in the mail. Pearls, as I said before, are very, very caring. They tend to have professions that are more in that type of arena, teachers, nurses, people in healing. I think a lot of chiropractors will have a tendency, or massage therapists, at least two will be a tendency. In the company I work with, Young Living Essential Oils, we have a lot of pearls because they want to help people. That is the bottom line. They want to help people in missions work and churches. You know, that the pearls will have a tendency to always be the caring. That's really their spiritual gifting is mercy and grace and all that. Pearls, let me check my notes here. As I said, we're the helpers. The pearls in my life, I've also noticed too, not only care for humans, but many times animals. They have a huge heart for animals. They do not like confrontation. They, you know, want peace. They will avoid confrontation. Sometimes their homes are cluttered because they can't let go of things. They love to serve. They're huggers. They're touchy-feelies. The sapphires are as well. But the pearls, you know, will just give you a big hug. I have a tendency to put a lot of trust in pearls. They just have a lot of integrity. You feel like you know, they would just never want to hurt a fly. Pearls, in terms of weaknesses, pearls can be manipulated sometimes by the other personalities because they don't want confrontation. So when someone asks them to do something that, you know, maybe they don't agree with, they would rather do it than end up with a confrontation. They'd rather make themselves unhappy to avoid the confrontation. They can get themselves in trouble with money because they can lend money or give, you know, so much and forget about themselves. Both the sapphires and the pearls, the straight sapphires, the straight pearls, they don't really care about money. If you are in a sales team or saying you say to them, okay, we're going to go to the top and we're going to beat this money and we're going to do this and do that, and they may agree with you, but it's not their passion. You know, they would, you know, give their last $50 to someone else even though they can't pay the rent. Does that make sense? So they do not care about being number one. They care about serving, making a difference for people, really helping people. But in essence, if you're a pearl, it can also be a weakness because you might not charge for shipping and handling on your products. You might, you know, give something away because someone says they can't afford it. And, you know, just understanding your strengths and your weaknesses. What else would you all say about pearls?
I think you did a good job covering everything. nothing stands out too much. I mean, just the heart or the compassion of, you know, that's most evident. You know, it's not that other personalities don't have that, but that's, yeah, I see that as you know, a couple of my very best friends are pearls, and you know, they stick with you through thick and thin. You know, they're what's that word that I'd be looking for? You're loyal. They have, you know, very loyal people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I would say they're very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So the sapphire can be all over the place. The pearl, you know, you can rely on because they're pretty consistent in most areas of their life.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I know you. One of your best friends is a pearl, and she loves, you know, watching the birds outside and her bird feeders, and just really has a heart for people. Debbie, I think you'd agree
right.
with that.
Yes,
yeah.
She's very much a pearl, which is why our friendship is so strong, because she balances me. I bring excitement to her, and she brings consistency and soft-spokenness
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm, that is great. So, you know, as a dominant sapphire with some pearl in you too, what do you think you have learned, Debbie, from the training? How do you think that knowing these personalities and things has kind of changed your life or in business, all of that?
For me, just understanding that there are different personalities and that we can all coexist together. And the best thing for me is, in business and in my friendships now, I look at those differences as strengths, things that I can rely on or use, and I hope that my friends see in me the strengths that they might not have that they can use, so that in business and in life we can all balance each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot more appreciation and patience for those differences.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And working with Debbie in business, when we recognized that she was a sapphire, we realized that giving her just one task or really one job was not enough. And that's why we felt she would make an excellent social media manager, and she loves kids. And so she has multiple responsibilities because, you know, that's part of her DNA, that she is a gift to motivate, but, you know, stay on task with all those things. So she's done an amazing job. So recognizing the personalities of your team members, the people you manage, whether it's your assistants, your new student teachers, your volunteers, really recognizing their strengths and putting them in that position where they can do the best work will be good. Now, when we motivate a pearl, we talk to a pearl again, just to remind you that we are going to speak in a calmer voice, probably, one that's not saying, oh, we're going to be the best and do this, but, you know, I need your help. Can you help me do this? We're going to recognize both pearls and sapphires. Sapphires don't necessarily need to be recognized for being the top number one thing, but they do need that recognition. They need that encouragement, words of encouragement. The same thing with pearls. You'll meet pearls who've been walked on their whole life by people taking advantage of their personality. It's really important that you not do that, but also that you really recognize them for their accomplishments and for their help. So always thanking them, sending them a thank you. All of that will be important. Okay, so moving on to our emerald personality. I love the emeralds. I'm married to an emerald. And you drive me nuts. He still drives me nuts, but because he has such different personalities. And I know, Nat, you have some emerald in you as well.
Yep.
So emeralds, they're the only personality that really is going to be on time. Okay, if they're a straight emerald, I'll tell you that. They're the only personality that's on time. And for them, they can't understand why everyone else can't be on time. You know, the sapphires, they're doing 50 million things. The pearls are helping someone else. We'll talk about the rubies, put too much on their plate. But the emeralds do not understand why everyone else can't be on time. They follow directions. when you say rules are made and fill in the blank, emeralds say the rules are made to be followed. Sapphires say rules are made to be broken. So emeralds say they follow directions. They like step one, step two, step three. They have a tendency to be analytical. They are self-motivated. So for those of you in sales or who do anything, when you're working with an emerald or a prospect, I would say, they have a tendency to be self-motivated, meaning that your presentation, they may not make a decision that day, the next day, the next year even. They will come to that conclusion on themselves. They like to do research. So if someone says to you, well, I need to go home and do some research, that's not them telling you, I need to think about it, which usually is an excuse. That's them seriously having to go home and do their research. They like to look at all the facts and figures and see how much of this vitamin or this is in that, where it's made, all those things, and which can be very, very frustrating for the rest of us, especially I know for my personality that just is quick and like to, you know, get things done. They will take a long time. They're very orderly. They're organized. And sometimes it can drive them nuts if they're not organized. Now, when I say organized, you might go into Emerald's home and see papers everywhere, but they will know where every single thing is. Every single thing. Now, Lisa, the role from completely organized, obviously has to have some of this in her personality. She has a couple, I believe, but so for me, because I am so disorganized, I really have a tendency to look for emeralds to help get me in order in certain areas of my life. Obviously, accountants, people in accounting with numbers, mathematicians, your rocket scientists, IT. A lot of people in IT, that's my husband's forte. He works in, you know, on the internet and programmers and things like that. Very emerald based. Emeralds are very happy, you know, if there's a situation, a social situation, they are happy to be by themselves. You know, you won't see them, you know, going to the front of the room or mingling unless they develop that in their personality. Typically, they will ask sometimes negative questions, which may seem like negative questions, like I said, how much, you know, vitamin A is in this. And the rest of the personalities would take that as go on the defensive. But really, we need to understand them as they need to understand themselves. What else would you say about emeralds being one, Annette?
Trying to think of anything else. Well, I think, like, as you addressed, I don't know, I tend to think of it almost, you know, the opposites when you're thinking of the all four different personalities, you know, the opposites. That they're more conservative, generally, you know, dressed in their dress and in their style, outward appearance is more conservative. You know, if the business meeting calls for business attire, they will show up as instructed, you know, type of thing. And
their wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, their spiritual gifting is wisdom and discernment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the things that, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but one of the things that I see, particularly in my husband and some emeralds that I work with, is that their weakness is perfectionism. They feel that they have to have all their ducks in a row, they have to do this, they have to learn about this or learn about these products before they could talk to someone else about it. They have to have $20,000 in the bank before they can make that investment. And what happens with that type of perfectionism is they miss a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, I think what it creates, self-sabotage. It would tend, they would be, that personality would tend to be the one one of the more likely personalities to create self-sabotage. You know, I can't do that until this, and, you know, their own set of rules, because they like rules. You know, they have all these unwritten rules a lot of times that hold them back, you know. And that's why it's good to have Sapphire friends if you're
And, you know, if you are someone who is a more quicker personality or things like that, and you just throw something at them, can you do this? Sometimes not the best. They need to know, you know, what are the questions? What am I going to be talking about? What am I responsible for? It's really important to get them all those things in your memo where, you know, a Ruby personality might be like, oh, I'll just do it. That's not the problem. They just need to know what to do, and they will do the best job.
I can tell you from my point of view what I think about emeralds. I know two very strong emeralds, and like Annette said, one has all these unwritten rules, but unfortunately she's the only one that knows them, and she tends to not take it well if something comes up that's not scheduled, especially if she's not the scheduler. But the one thing that I have learned through the Danny training is because they are so matter-of-fact emeralds, that when they say something, not to get insulted about it, that it wasn't meant as a personal insult, but they are just so matter-of-fact, and everything is just so that sometimes to throw something at them differently, they tend to have, their response tends to feel like an insult when it wasn't meant to be.
Yes, I've had many of the professors who were emerald, and I've cried quite a few tears because they weren't insulting me, but I just didn't understand their communication. Now, emeralds will also have a very difficult time in communication unless obviously talking to other emeralds, which they may not do very often unless in that situation. But one of the things to understand about emerald personality, if you are one or if you manage one, this personality has the ability to be one of the most successful people you know. Because if they take the time to learn what we're going to learn, to break through their own weaknesses and learn these other personalities, they will speak the language of each one. They will manage the language of each one. And I have a good friend, Stuart Lynn, who is an engineer, emerald personality, very matter of fact, and went from almost living in poverty, and today he owns 3 engineering companies. They're probably going to break 7 figures this year. It just is unbelievable. And he's done this all in a matter of 3 years of learning this technique. And he has another company on the side. So, you know, emeralds, truly, if you know how to follow directions, now learn this for yourself. And if you can break through these communication barriers, I highly recommend, if you struggle, to go to a Danny Johnson First Steps to Success training, because you will get so much more than you're getting in this short amount of time with us together. So emeralds have a tendency to, like, the very, very practical dress, like my one very straight emerald accountant, you know, still, you know, wears clothes from 20 years ago, and that's fine, but because you will start to recognize them by what they wear, their demeanor. You're not going to give an emerald a hug. My husband actually, you know, besides me and our family, maybe a few close friends, he really doesn't like hugging people. A hug for an emerald is like a pat on the back, so you kind of pat them on the back. So that's something about the emeralds. And we have to keep going because we're almost out of time here, and we need to get to the rubies. And I know the emeralds like us to stick and be on time, so we're going to keep moving here and get to our personality of the rubies. And I know, Annette, you have both ruby and emerald personality. Before we share about that, tell us what you, you know, personally have experienced learning these techniques and how it's changed in your life or marriage or all of that.
Well, it has. The one thing I was thinking about when you were so kind to give me the questions ahead of time so I could plan them as a partial emerald. I was thinking that you know, my background and my education is in family studies and psychology, that line of schooling. And, you know, we learned about personalities. We learned about all those people dynamics and relationships. But what really, you know, struck me was that with the training that I received by through DannyJohnson.com was not only do you learn that knowledge, but what really puts it way over the top and sets it apart from any other training or what you can learn as far as personalities is the application. Really, it's, you know, 80% application. You know, you learn the basics and you learn as you go as well, but there's only so much book knowledge that is helpful. Then you have to apply it. You have to live it out. And so just, I think that would be my biggest point that I could say is just the application. And it that's what helped me change my life, my marriage, you know, working with my children and every relationship that I have, whether it's personal, business, meeting new people, how to approach people and being comfortable with that, because that honestly was not a comfortable thing for me. And it just made it much more doable and actually fun. It was really, I would look forward to like, oh, you know what, I wonder, oh, I bet you if I said this, that would, you know, that would, they could relate to that. And that was really helpful, and you could feel good and come away from a conversation actually having learned something about someone else rather than just talking about yourself. And so I think that would be the biggest point that I could say about how that's changed my life in every aspect, really.
Mm-hmm. It's been fun to see both of you and, you know, the ways that you've used this in your life, and to see you took the training with your husband and how your husband can relate to you now, and then your daughter, and, you know, if there's an issue that comes up, you know, you pull from this and you say, oh, yeah, well, my daughter's an Emerald, and she sees things in black and white, and she likes to know the rules, and she didn't know the rules going into this team sport, and that's why she's not being successful and happy at it, and once she learned the rules, boom. You know, all that change.
Yeah, definitely. It simplifies life. It really does, because you have less, I mean, I personally experienced less frustration. Things made more sense. Well, that, you know, like you just explained that scenario, well, that makes sense then. And you're not you're not making assumptions that are way out in left field. And like, well, this is what motivates her. This is what doesn't. And so that would make sense. So what can we do? And then you go in a new direction that brings the results that everyone is looking for, you know, the mutually beneficial results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and then going into the personality of the Rubies, and of course the Rubies had to wait last because they always like to be first. They always like to be number one. They like to be the top sales earner. They like to, you know, achieve the most. They like the recognition, all of that. Now, as myself, as a Ruby, and I know, Annette, you have Ruby in you as well, one of our strengths is that, you know, God gave us is to be a leader. As children, you may notice that Rubies have a tendency to be more bossy. And if you can learn these, in fact, Danny Johnson's book, Grooming the Next Generation for Success, if you can learn these techniques at any age, whether you have grandkids, you don't have kids yet, whatever, but if you can learn these tools, what you're going to teach you, especially for children, you can really refine that child's whole life, because what this child could be labeled as a, you know, B-I-T-C-H her whole life, but if she learned how to relate to the other personalities, to learn her weaknesses and her strengths, yes, natural born leaders have a tendency to be the CEOs, have the tendency to be the top recruiters, in direct sales companies, all of those things.
very easily actually to motivate a Ruby, because a Ruby does want to be number one. They do want to do this. One of my team members who's a Ruby, I remember talking to her and saying, oh, it's great. You know, Kathy, she beat you in new recruits and her check this month. And you know, kind of wasn't even thinking what I said. Well, guess what happened the next month? Kim just outsourced her because no one was going to beat her. Now, that might be a low-level, you know, personality thinking, but you know, it's just what it is. It is what happens. So you're the motivators, you're the drivers, you have a tendency to really do things very well, and part of your weaknesses is because you do them so well, you will micromanage. And because you do them so well, you won't delegate. Have a tendency to, like, I can do it quicker, I can do it better, I'll get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
When, you know, other people need to learn. Rubies have a tendency to go like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down, up and down. Rubies have a tendency to sometime in their life possibly even have a nervous breakdown,
mm-hmm.
because they drive themselves so much. I know we have a mutual friend, Annette, who's had a pretty serious condition. She just got out of the hospital. We know her via Facebook, and mm-hmm. she's a driver. You know, she's in charge of this organization and that organization and all these things. And Rubies not only will have nervous breakdowns, but they will have a tendency to have more health issues.
Right.
Rubies will go all day without eating and stuff three meals in at one within 15 minutes at night.
Yeah.
You know, Rubies will have digestive problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common. They may have heart issues. All that. And of course, I'm into health and total wellness, but I share that with you, that knowing your strengths, knowing that just because you can do everything doesn't mean you should. And learning to delegate will be a huge thing. Rubies can get so burned out that they think they may be over in the pearl section. They think, well, I'm a pearl. And you're really not. You were born a Ruby. You were born a Ruby. But you're just so burned out that you just want to take it easy. And I'm not saying pearls, you can't be as successful as Rubies. I'm just saying that the natural drive in a Ruby can be burned out to the point that they don't get to be where they want to. In fact, I was just talking to a mom, you know, ended up being a single mom, raising two boys on herself, and she was a dynamite Ruby, top of our class. Always did everything, chiropractor, boom, 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 and she lost herself. She did everything so much, didn't find help, didn't delegate, and really got burned out to the point that it dramatically affected her health,
mm-hmm.
but also, you know, put her in a place where she's not motivated anymore. She doesn't care if she gets the job done, all of those
mm-hmm.
things. So really understanding that. What else would you add about Rubies, Annette or Debbie?
One thing, I don't know if this is really, I don't know, this applies to myself, and I don't know if it's just Rubies or probably every personality, but that, you know, the more important piece of communication when you're understanding another's personality is listening. I mean, that's the key. It's not necessarily what I say or if I say it right, but, you know, what I realized through the training, and I continue to over and over, is because it is a work in progress as we grow, but to actively listen, to really make it a purpose and a point to listen to what that person's saying and then ask the appropriate questions to then bring clarity to that. Because, you know, you can have a conversation and the two people walk away and, you know, are interviewed and say, what did you just talk about? It'd be completely, you wouldn't think it was the same conversation that they had with each other. So to really, you know, and this is important in your personal relationships, but in business as well, to really, I had to work on understanding that, you know, I was really missing it when I wasn't making it a point to listen to the other person and then ask questions. And that was kind of a hump I had to get over, asking questions, because I was trained as I was growing up that, you know, don't ask. That's nosy. You're being nosy. You're rude if you ask too many questions. That was my thinking. And I had to really have a paradigm shift in that area, that no, asking questions is really a caring thing, because you want to understand that person. You want to know what their needs are, what their interests are, so you can be most helpful to them, and then ultimately together, you know. So that's,
you know, that's a good point. As a Ruby personality, I have a tendency to do multitask. So when someone's
right.
talking to me, I'll be on the computer or doing
yeah.
this. If I'm on the phone, multi-thing. And Rubies don't understand that, you know, those other personalities and just people in general need your full
mm-hmm.
attention. You know,
yeah.
to show them that you care is looking them in the eyes. It's giving
Absolutely.
Them that full attention. And ultimately will make you more successful. And Rubies are just go, 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 go. You know,
right.
we'll do. Whether you're a stay-at-home mama or you're, you know, in business or both, you will have a tendency to do everything at once and just be cautious of that you are not getting yourself burned out.
I was just going to say that's a really good point, because I, you know what, we teach our kids, look at me when I'm talking to you. And then when you realize I'm sitting on the computer when, you know, my daughter's trying to talk to me, and you have to apply it to yourself as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything you say, Debbie, about Rubies?
Well, I have a sister who's a Ruby Emerald, and one of her weaknesses is that she doesn't have enough tolerance for other people, but one of her very best strengths is that she's very serious and confident, and very financially secure. That's like a number one thing in her world, is to have financial security, and she knows how to go about doing it, where I lack that skill totally. She can even me out, and she's also one of the most put-together, sharp-dressed people I've ever met.
Yep. You hit a lot of points that we didn't cover yet. Ruby's will have a tendency when they see a presentation or even listen to this call right now, well, I could have done that better, or, you know, da-da-da-da. I can, you know, if the top earner's earning this month, I'll double that in 2 months. So they don't have a lot of tolerance sometimes. They were made with confidence, with leadership. That's what was put in them. They were also, many of them were put, you know, on this earth by God to make a lot of money, to be very successful, to help, you know, to create jobs, to run companies, to all that. And money is important. So when talking to them and in your team, bonuses, things like that are much more motivating to a Ruby versus Debbie, a Sapphire Emerald, not so much, you know. But if we can find out things that Debbie likes, maybe there's a certain essential oil that's, you know, $100 or $50 or whatever it is that she really wants, then, you know, when you listen, like Annette said earlier, and you really learn about people, learn what their strengths, what they're interested in, what they like to do, you can motivate them based on what they like. My good friend, Thad, is a executive chef and restaurant manager. He's worked both his positions for a company, and he is a, you know, down-out Ruby. He's just had success after success after success. And when he was working with his team, when he got into management, he couldn't understand why some of his staff did not want to get this $100 bonus at the end of the month. They weren't motivated by that. It didn't mean anything to them. And it's because he didn't understand the personalities. He didn't understand that not everybody thinks like him. Not everybody is motivated by money, whether they need it or not. So you can have a Sapphire or a Pearl friend who financially may be in dire straits right now, but still not be motivated by money. You know, you won't go to them with your company's opportunity and say, you know, look, you can make a lot of money, you can do this. No. You're going to go to the staff hire and say, hey, you know, come be a part of this team. There's many people in our company, Young Living Essential Oils, who are just a part of it because of amazing, wonderful friendships you make and great people. There's a lot of people in Young Living Essential Oils who, because they care about people, they want to make a difference, really want to help people. And then there are some who do care about the financial opportunities, too. So all that with Ruby's, and I know we have to start wrapping things up as well. Anything else about the personalities? And then I just want to take 5 minutes to talk about how we would talk, how we would, what we call form individuals when we meet them and go from there. Oh, I do remember one thing. I was looking at the WBOC, what Annette said too, what Debbie said, sharp dressers. Really, Ruby's have a tendency to be that, not a skill that I necessarily have, but I've actually paid Debbie's sister, who is very good at that, to shop for me and to dress me. Annette, who has Ruby in her, and as well as Emerald, always dress phenomenal. I was looking on the WFC directory, and Terry Nichols, you know, look at Terry. Ruby's have a tendency a lot of times to wear more darker colors or black. Obviously, in business, we all do that, but you can kind of recognize them. But I love this picture of Terry because, you know, she's just very sharp dressed, and I would probably guess that that's the category that she fits herself in is the Ruby. Anything else? About Ruby's personalities in general. Anything else that you, any of you ladies want to share before I finish up the call and talk about forming?
I don't think so. Okay. I could talk forever about it, but.
All right. Well, then finally, you know, I told you I would give you a 5 minute solution to really start to recognize this. So you've just gotten a little bit of a taste. You've just gotten a little bit of taste. Now you have an idea where you fit. Now most of us think we're good communicators already. Most of us think we have a good personality already. But I hope that I opened your mind a little bit to the idea that, you know what, this is a process. I have to continue to learn and to refine them. And going back to those emeralds who catch on and move forward with us will be, anyone who does this will be very, very successful and happy and be able to help hundreds and hundreds more people than you could without these skills. But how do we actually, when we meet a person, start to assess this? Well, there's a skill that we're taught in Danny Johnson's training called forming. You may be familiar with it already, but it is a skill that combined with this, I will tell you, is phenomenal. So forming stands for family, occupation, recreation, and the M stands for message. Forming stands for family, occupation, recreation, and the M is for message. And when I meet a person, that is going in the back of my head because those are questions that I want to learn about a person. Do you know, to this day, my husband and I have almost every week we have a date together, and we form each other every week. And every week, even after 10 years of marriage, I am learning something new about my husband every single week. It might be something like he loved tomatoes or as a kid or he was, whatever it was, but I learned something new just from this one skill of forming. So it's simply when you meet someone, obviously in a networking event, you have guests. I'm sure you've had speakers who've taught you how to network, but, you know, think about that. What do you really know about a person's family? You know, we might know a lot about each other's occupation, but what do they like to do for fun? What are they interested in? And start to remember those things. Because what Annette said earlier, too, is we don't really want to know, how can we help this person? How can we help them? I'm not talking about buying their product or becoming a investing with them or anything like that, but how can we help them? You know, it might be something totally unrelated. their child might be really struggling in school with a certain topic, and you have a friend who tutors in that topic. And the only way that we can find those things out is by forming. So in forming, we're looking for people's strengths, interests, goals, and needs. So spending 5 minutes talking to a person, and in the actual class, we'll do an example of this, you're going to not only know their strengths, interests, goals, and needs, but you can start to develop an idea of what personality they are. Okay? And whether you use it in the message that you give to them, so a lot of times in my business when I form someone and I find that they have, you know, just amazing customer relation skills, or that, you know, at the end I say, you know, you might be perfectly happy with what you're doing right now. And say I knew they were a seller. But my company is really looking for people who are, you know, fun and exciting and love, and can lead be with a team of other individuals. And we have this position. I don't know if it'll be for you or not, but I'd love to talk to you further about that, you know, or something like that. So if I know what personality they are, I might be able to use that in that initial conversation. If not initially, down the road, I definitely will be able to do that. So just let's go back and review quickly those personalities and how we might talk about them. And ladies, if you have to go ahead, but if you can stay, feel free to stay with me. So going back to the sapphires. The sapphires, when we're, you know, looking at a sapphire, we might, not all the time, but we might see maybe a more flamboyant scarf or dangling earrings, hair that's a little bit more outrageous, lots of energy. Just in outward appearance, we might see that. They, you know, especially they'll be kind of, sometimes they're movers, they're talkers, they might be louder, they might be laughing a lot more, they might always need to be around people, they might be the coworker that every 20 minutes is getting up and talking to someone, all of those things. How would we motivate them? Whether it's a client, if I was inviting a client to maybe a health presentation, or I would say, hey, Larry, hey, how you doing? And obviously I'd form him a little bit on every conversation. And I'd say, hey, Larry, you know, we're having this really fun event, 9 o'clock on the phone, people from all over the United States, we get together and just, you know, it's really supportive and it's great teamwork. I wondered if you could be a part of our team that night. I know it'll be a lot of fun. Do you think you could do it with us? Oh, yeah, great. So that would be an example of how I might speak to them. That's the sapphire, and motivate them. How would I recognize them? I want to make sure that I recognize them with gifts. Sapphires usually like gifts. Would you like to say that you like gifts, Debbie? She might be muted.
Well, you know me. If it's got a tiara, I'll do anything you say.
So, you know, they definitely like it. So learning what they like and different things will be very important for a sapphire. So that managing, motivating, not necessarily money, but definitely encouraging, being positive, all of that is important. Next, we go to the pearl. So, and the sapphires, too, in the class, I'll show you a little bit more in terms of the handshake and stuff. They're a little more maybe, I don't want to say aggressive, but, you know, their handshake might be a little bit more, stronger, something where the pearl, when I go to shake their hand, I might put another hand on the shoulder. Oh, it's so wonderful to meet you. I really look forward to seeing you, and I heard a lot about you. The pearls, remember, they're the helpers. They love to serve, and let them serve. Now, don't take advantage of that. Make sure you're always recognizing them and thanking them, giving them gratitude, but putting them in those positions. You know, Sarah, I really could use your help with this. We have this opportunity that this class that we're putting on, and I need someone for registration. And I, you know, this position, even though it's, it might be a little bit boring, it's really going to help a whole lot of people. I'm wondering if you could help us in that position. Yes, absolutely. You know, don't be afraid to ask girls for help, but make sure that you stay in integrity of not taking advantage of them, because they're always going to say, you know, usually going to say yes. So they love to serve. They love thank you cards. They, you know, do like a nice gift. Don't be surprised if they give that gift away to someone else because they just, they care so much. You know, they might have a favorite cause. You can always give a gift to that favorite cause and their name. All of that is very important. So that's how I'm going to speak to a pearl. That's how I'm going to recognize a pearl in terms of the businesses that I do. Again, if I have a client who's a pearl and I need help with a testimony or something like that, I will just ask them, you know, would you mind helping me? Your story can help a lot of people. And it's true. It's true, but that's how I would speak to them. Then the emeralds. Remember, the emeralds are self-motivated. Oh, the pearls' clothing, too, by the way, and their handshake, I said that, but their clothing will tend to be less outrageous, usually very neutral colors, maybe loose clothing, linen. They just, that's their, you know, more of their demeanor. The emeralds, again, could be dated clothing, very practical clothing. They'll follow directions. They're self-motivated. And so how do I motivate an emerald? I just tell them the directions. You know, this is what we're doing. Step one, step two, step three. I'm very clear with emeralds. And it's very much a challenge for me, but I have to be very clear. My husband and I are always not arguing, but, you know, if I say a word that is not clear or I give him a direction that is not clear, he'll ask me, and it's just so frustrating. But I have learned and I'm learning to be much more clear with my direction. Okay, so an emerald, they are people who do like the facts and figures. They are self-motivated. They'll make a decision on their own. And business, or if you have an employee who's emerald, you always want to communicate clearly. Okay, communicate clearly. Okay, now moving on to the rubies. Again, the rubies usually very sharp. They sometimes like to be the best dressed in the room. They like to be number one. They are up for a good challenge. All of those things. So in terms of motivating them or developing any contest in your business for your volunteers, anything like that, you could incorporate all four personalities. But rubies, they like the challenge. They want to be first. They want to lead. A ruby you can put in charge of a team. If you find a team, a ruby who has, you know, good personal development skills, put them in charge of the team. Hey, can you take charge of this? This is going to be a very hard job, but I know, I believe that you can be my person to accomplish this. We're striving to be number one in our sales group, and I just want to call you because I know how much you contribute to this team, and we're just $500 away. So, you know, whatever we can do. It's a contest between you and Sarah. I don't know who's going to be number one, but I just wanted to put you on warning that, you know, you are sitting there for the top number one position. So, okay, we've given you a lot. We've gone over our time slot, and I know this kind of, now your brains are totally full, but I'm going to tell you, just kind of put this away. Think about you. Think about your own personality. I really want to thank the WBOC for giving me the opportunity to present live, as well as give you this free gift on our website, thetotalwellnessdoc.com, totalwellnessdoc.com. You know, We put a lot of information in a short amount of time. I highly recommend you go over to DannyJohnson.com's website and look on there for Grooming the Next Generation to Success, as well as First Steps to Wealth. Those two tools will help get you started. But if you are very serious, if you're struggling with communication, if you're struggling even in your marriage or your business or health, you're just stuck. You just feel like you need to break through. I recommend going to the firststepstosuccess.com. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. Thank you, Debbie and Annette, for being on this call with us, and we will see you later. Bye-bye now.
The moderator has left the conference.